Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister, also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says Iman's death was part of the coalition plan to defeat the Islamic State militants.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris, suspected of plotting a new attack. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attacks.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
And it was confirmed by a U.S. senior official that two Americans were among the more than 30 people killed in Brussels on Tuesday. An investigation into two prominent Egyptian activists has renewed concerns about the ability of human rights groups to operate under the Sisi government. The two are banned from traveling abroad or assessing their assets until an April 20th hearing to determine if they illegally accepted foreign funding. This is VOA News. In Iraq, at least 29 people were killed, 60 others wounded Friday when a suicide bomber blew himself up. Happened at a soccer stadium south of Baghdad. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around the capital. Also in Iraq, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protest if Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi does not enact government reforms to address corruption and cronyism within the government. Sadr's followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Christians around the world observe Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem that commemorations there were held amid tight security.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Tens of thousands of Rolling Stones fans streamed into a Havana, Cuba sports complex for a free concert on Friday night. Stones arrived in Havana just 2 days before President Obama ended his historic visit to the island. Stones lead singer Mick Jagger spoke with reporters about the Obama visit to Cuba.
I think he made a very good impression here.
He's a great frontman.
Yes, and he made a very good impression. He said some very interesting things, and he was very charming, and we're very pleased to be here after him.
For many years, the Rolling Stones' music was banned in Cuba because it was thought to be subversive. Earth is not the only planet in the solar system with northern lights, according to a new study. Jupiter, it turns out, also has a similar phenomenon. Researchers say that's the first time that Jupiter's aurora borealis, as it's called, as it is here on Earth, has been examined thanks to a giant solar storm that hit the planet. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, the theme is The Family That Plays Together Stays Together, as four married couples who make wonderful jazz together will share their thoughts and their tunes with us on this edition of the program. The history of jazz gives us stories that feature many family members coming together. Brothers and sisters making music together, sons and daughters with their fathers and mothers, and, quite often, married couples who make wonderful music together literally and figuratively. On this edition of the program, we'll talk to trumpet master Randy Brecker and his wife, saxophonist Ada Rovati, the dual pianists of Rini Rosnes and Bill Charlap, vocalist and pianist Ileana Elias and her life and musical partner, bassist Mark Johnson, and pianist Amina Figueroa and her flute-playing husband and musical collaborator, Bart Plateau. I think you'll enjoy their thoughts, and I know you'll enjoy their music. The Family That Plays Together, on this edition of Jazz America. Let's begin the show, though, on a sad note, as we remember the passing of one of the finest vocalists in jazz, Ernestine Anderson, who passed away last week at the age of 87. She was born in Texas. As a teenager, her family moved to Seattle, Washington, in the northwestern part of the nation. And there she began her career as a teenager, as a vocalist. She rose to prominence all around the USA, playing with some of the most famous players of all time in jazz, and got four Grammy nominations in her glorious career, moved to London in the 1960s, then returned to America with a wonderful flourish, closing out her career actively in her 80s, still performing live. Let's enjoy some of Ernestine Anderson's wonderful work right now as she sings the classic It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, that Duke Ellington Irving Mills composition. She's joined by Hank Jones on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and others for this classic recorded in 1960. We remember Ernestine Anderson to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, 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 shoo-ba-doo-wow. Don't mean a thing, all you've got to do is swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, 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 shoo-ba-doo-wow. If you want your rhythm sweet or hot, gotta give that rhythm everything you've got. Cause it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Shoo-ba-doo-bop, 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 shoo-ba-doo-wow. Thank you.
Born on the 26th of March in 1925. He passed away at the age of 85 in 2010 and left a beautiful musical legacy. The versatile James Moody, who played both tenor sax and flute on the song Fool in the Blues from his 1957 release, Moody's Mood for Love. He was joined by Johnny Coles on the trumpet and Benny Golson on the piano. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're talking to musical partners and life partners, husband and wife musical teams. And now let's turn to some conversation I enjoyed with a lady born in Azerbaijan who moved to Rotterdam in Holland, and there is where she met her husband, the great flutist Bart Plateau. The rest is musical history, and we'll hear some of that history from the album Blue Whispers, the song The Hustler, from Amina Figueroa and Bart Plateau, after we speak with them here on VOA's Jazz America. And in this segment, I spoke with Amina and Bart about how they first met and worked together. Amina, studying jazz in Rotterdam, had a student recording project and called on Bart to work with her. And in her own words...
And that's how it happened. He came to studio... And he started, you know, recording with me, and basically he never left.
Smart man. All right. Yes. And your side of the story is lucky for you. You happened to be there for that 1 hour.
Yeah, I was in actually a flamenco tour, and I was just an hour at home, and I was I was taking a nap. It was in the beginning of the afternoon, and she called, and I heard about her, but I never met her. And then I met her in the studio, and the rest is history. Mm.
So when you first made music, that's my question is, how did you just sense that you were musically compatible? You were looking for a reed or woodwind, and he had a sound that was compatible, and you were looking...
You know, it's not something I was thinking about, compatible or not. Mm. We just connected at that point, and I was always writing music, and in that project, particular project, I was also recording my original music, and he was, and he is a good reader, which is important. I mean, if you call someone, you know, to just get in studio and play, and no matter what kind of, you know, chart you have for this person, he can read right away. If I recall, I had charts in a B flat because it was prepared for a trumpet player, and he had to read it in C, and that was, you know, not a problem at all. And so that was, you know, right away a very good connect. That this guy that plays music so great and interprets exactly the way I want to. But it's not always about the how compatible you are in music. It's more, I think, about being a soulmate. And I don't know for maybe another couple, but for us, the most important was that we connect on many, many levels, not just music.
Latest release, Blue Whisper, Amina Figueroa with The Hustler, featuring her band, including her husband on flute, Bart Plateau. Here's another song dedicated to a musical wife. Mike Stern, the great guitarist, is married to another great guitarist, Leni Stern, and dedicated this song to her from his album Voices. It's titled Leni's Smile. Mike Stern on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Yeah.
Mike Stern, playing in a very romantic style, if you will, dedicated to his lovely wife, another great guitarist, Leni Stern, Leni Smile, with Africa's great Richard Bona joining with him on that song from the album Voices. Hope you enjoyed that. I've got more of the families who play together and stay together coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And you may remember that I've offered to send to anyone who'd like to have it, maybe someone who's new to jazz, a simple one-page document that gives you a brief history of jazz, how it began over 100 years ago, and the evolutionary changes in the music over the years. And one of those folks who wrote to me to say that they wanted a copy was Kofi Adega from Ghana. And he wrote back to say, excellent program. Please email your write-up on the history of jazz, and can you play anything from the Crusaders? Well, Kofi Adega from Ghana, here you are, one of their most famous songs and one of their most famous albums. Here is the Crusaders, just for you, with the title cut from the album Chain Reaction. From the album The Brecker Brothers Band Reunion, that is Randy Brecker with his saxophone-playing wife, Ada Rovati, and a number of musicians who were formerly members of the Brecker Brothers Band over the years. That's a song entitled Adina, which, by the way, was written by Randy Brecker, and that is his name for his wife, the great saxophonist Ada Rovati. At the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival, I had just witnessed a performance from Lou Tobacken and his old friend Randy Brecker on the trumpet, swinging some straight-ahead jazz. Well, I caught up with Randy after the performance and noticed that his wife, the great saxophonist Ada Rovati, was there backstage as well. So, from the department of the family that plays together stays together, I talked to both of them about the upcoming Brecker Brothers reunion band project.
Well, you get to, you know, your straight-ahead chops, you keep them loose, playing with Lou Tobacken, your old friend. Man, it's great to see you at Newport here.
Thanks. Yeah, a lot of fun, and a beautiful day turned out, so everything was cool.
Now, I got to get an update on the Brecker Brothers reunion, man.
Believe it or not, I think we have a release date. It's a long story that I won't get into, but I think it's coming out on Pilu Records, headed by my wife, Ada Rovati, and we're doing it ourselves with some help of some really great people. It'll be out September 26, I think.
And so the DVD? Actually, DVD?
Yeah, with it. It should be out the same time together, bundled together, and we'll figure out ways to download both. So it's going to be really cool. We just came back from Europe with that thing. We had 3.5 weeks worth of gigs, and the thing is just killing.
How's that baby of yours?
She's right over there. She's doing good. I was sitting over there with...
I'm going to go talk to Ada for
a
second.
Yeah, I got to pack on. Hey, thanks.
Great to see you, man. Ada, how are you? I'm backstage after Randy just played a little straight ahead with Lou Tobacken, and I was thinking, now, where's Ada? I know it would get funky if she was here.
Yes, I'm backstage. Just checking out this beautiful festival. It's amazing.
Speaking of beautiful, oh my goodness, what a beautiful little girl is it sitting in your arms. Look at those eyes.
Say hello.
Hello.
Now, this is going to go out all over the world on the Voice of America. They're going to hear your voice. So, do you think your mommy and your daddy are the two most talented musicians in the world, or what?
Say yes, say yes. I'll give you a little pony.
Well, Ada, I've heard the stories of the Brecker Brothers reunion band, and I know that the record is coming out later this year in the autumn. Yes.
September 25th,
and DVD is too.
Yes, it's going to be a double CD and DVD. The studio recording on a CD and a live DVD.
Well, the live album at the Blue Note and the DVD that you heard Ada Rovati and Randy Brecker talking about certainly did come to pass with wonderful results. And they've done lots of other work together as well, including a live performance in a place on Sag Harbor in Long Island, New York, just east of New York City. And here is a live performance that's never been released before. A rarity I'd like to play for you now, featuring Randy Brecker and Ada Rovati and their band. The song is Guma Blues on Jazz America from VOA 1. From work with his wife, Ada Rovati, in a rare live recording, to some of the last work he ever created with his brother, Michael. Here is Randy Brecker with Michael Brecker from Michael's album, Wide Angles, with the song Modus Operandi. Brecker would have been 67 years old on the 29th of March. We remember him fondly. More of the families who play together coming up next hour on Jazz America.